absolutely electric. There's a fireworks display that's been going off, impromptu fireworks display. We can see flares in the crowd that are being waved around. Every time there's an explosion from the fireworks, there's a huge roar from the crowd. Really, really quite remarkable. And all the time, thousands and thousands more people are filing their way into the square. They're all waving flags, shaking hands, hands in the air. Absolutely incredible scenes. I think one of the things that people perhaps don't necessarily understand watching on TV was the commitment levels from the people who've been involved in this. This is not a renter crowd. These were people who were literally prepared to die. I was talking to a man today who said 1,500 boys stood on the front line and fought for a day, 2 days and a night, took a terrible pounding, really badly hurt, some of them died. Those are the people who held this revolution together, because they had to man the barricades when there was nobody there to protect them. The military were doing nothing, the police had disappeared, and they were under attack for 2 days and a night. Those are the people, he said to me, that will be remembered. Those who died, but also those who fought. They got bandaged up and they went straight back to the front line. Rocks thrown at them, Molotov cocktails, terrible scenes down there. It's those men who are still down at the front line, exhausted, many of them, filthy, dirty, haven't left for all of the day since it turned violent. They were there, and I spoke to a lot of them, and they all said, it doesn't matter what happens, we are not leaving until Mubarak goes. And they genuinely meant it. They meant it, they said that they would die there if necessary. And I think that really is something I take away with me more than almost anything else, more than perhaps even these scenes, which are remarkable. Just the sheer commitment of the people who stayed in the square all those days and nights.